Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. Growing in popularity every week. Nobody. What goes on, peeps? I had myself a week. Well, it was a week for me. For you guys, it just might be regular life. But I did some things. First of all, on Friday... Well, here's what happened. First of all, on Tuesday, we went to see Snoop and Wiz. But we spoke about that already. Because I recorded the podcast on Wednesday night of last week. So, because I wanted to include said Snoop and Wiz concert. So I did. But, I wish that I had gone to the show in Camden. Did anybody see what happened? Alright. So, Snoop and Wiz are on the High Life Tour. They made a stop at Homedale, New Jersey. PNC Bank Art Center. That's where I saw them. A $10 upgrade. Free tickets. Yada, yada, yada. All that jazz. Camden, New Jersey. The hood. They were playing at the BB&T Pavilion, which is also formerly known as the Susquehanna Bank Art Center. The same venue in which I could have seen Joan Jett on Sunday. Hence my self-loathing. Alright, so Snoop and Wiz are on stage. You know, they got like the barricade. They're, like, standing room only, and there's always like a barricade. So, the people were leaning on the barricade at such a high volume that the barricade collapsed and a sea of people just fell forward and looked like, in what looked like the biggest game of dominoes I've ever seen in my life. And this, there was video on the news, like the actual local news. And I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I wish that would have happened to PNC. Wish that was my video. If that would have happened to the show I was at, maybe at least I'd get some clicks. No, but I'm actually at a thing where I don't look at how many clicks my articles get now. Because there's no point. It's just hurtful for me. So now I don't even look at how many clicks it gets. So I just do it for the fun of it. But yeah, could you believe that? Of course, the show after the show I went to. It's like when I went to see Smashing Pumpkins and Billy Corgan was getting, fans were running up on stage and he got mad. And then every news outlet treated that like a story. This was actually a story. Snoop and Wiz, and you know, I saw somebody, like, one of the concert goers, like, I can't believe Snoop Dogg didn't help anybody. What, is Snoop Dogg in the fucking Coast Guard now? Snoop Dogg's a performer. He doesn't know how to help you. I think nobody died. There was like 12 or 15 people injured, most of whom treated on site. But still, crazy. I mean, I'll put the video on the notes. It's a sea of people falling down like human dominoes. It's absolutely phenomenal. So that happened. What else happened that I actually endured? Okay, so on Friday, you may have seen by my tweets from my Instagram, all that stuff, I was in Williamsburg, Brooklyn at the Wyeth Hotel across the street from the Brooklyn Bowl to see a little band, a little known band called the Meat Puppets. Oh yes. I was there. I couldn't, yeah, obviously it was a secret, so I couldn't come out and say that that's what I was doing, but I did have a plus one, and I tried to get in touch with a few of you people, I think, who are listening, but to no avail, nobody wanted to go, but it's cool. So I heard the music was supposed to start at 8:30, so I made my way out there. I left my house around 6 o'clock, and I was wondering what this is going to be. What kind of private event is this? Turns out it's a birthday party. Somebody who apparently has a few bucks threw a birthday party, and his wife surprised him by having the Meat Puppets play a set at his party. So they're upstairs in the room. So me and a couple of other people head up there, and I walk in, I see Shannon. I'm like, hey, what's up, Shannon? He's like, what's going on? Standing next to this guy, I'm like, I know who this guy is. This guy looks familiar. Guy says, hi, I'm Michael Azarad. I'm like, the author? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's cool. I'm an author too. No, I did not tell Michael Azarad I was also an author. But yeah, I shook his hand. I was like, yeah, I read your stuff. Cool. And I walked out to the porch where Kurt and Chris were. And I was just like thinking to myself, wow. Journalism happening right now. You know, because he's written Come As You Are and a slew of other books. I wrote, you know, the Meat Puppets show review and a bunch of other ones. I mean, we're almost like on the same level, sort of. Like, we're close, me and Michael Azarad. Almost. No? All right. So Kurt's sound checking, says, what's up, Jay? Elmo passes me his little PAX vaporizer. That's just, I love the future, man. I need to get one of those. And so whatever, this sound checking. Yeah, they're on a little porch sound checking. It for real. Because the hotel room has like a porch kind of thing because, you know, it's Brooklyn. How big can the hotel room be? But it was swanky, man. I mean, there was, in the main room, there's like a spread. There is open bar. You know, and I'm at this party that I'm not even really invited to. Because I work for the Meat Puppets. And it's a surprise, but I walked in with my Meat Puppets shirt. Sorry. Severely underdressed. Never felt so underdressed at a Meat Puppets show before. But I did have a couple of burger sliders. Hell yeah. And then when they came out, when they started playing their mostly acoustic set, it wasn't like a rock venue, you know? So it's not like the normal, oh, let me grab my spot, and I have that spot. It was like just people standing around the stage, and some people are walking away and going back to the bar. Some people are staying and listening for this song. So it was pretty rad. So I got my groove and found a place where I was able to stand and take some video. I tried to take some video of the cool cover songs that they did, because why the heck not? A lot of George Jones. We heard Tennessee Stud. They kicked it off with I Can See Clearly Now. Like, I've never heard the Meat Puppets do that before, but it was by request of the birthday boy. Or the birthday boy's wife, because the birthday boy didn't actually know that the Meat Puppets were coming. As far as covers, it was like Tennessee Stud, Color of the Blues, Where Does a Little Tear Come From? You know, Whiskey in the Jar. I couldn't complain. It was really good times. And it went from like 8:45 to 9:45, probably before 9:45. So like, it was really early, which again, I know I'm old and I know I'm like old, but that was good. I enjoyed being able to not be there so late, because Williamsburg is a rough ride home for me, and I was able to get the express bus. You guys know how much I love taking the express bus. And the express bus, the X-17, took me directly to my house for a grand total of $6.50. As hard as it was to get to Brooklyn, to get to Williamsburg, it's not hard to get to Brooklyn, but it's hard to get to Williamsburg. It's going to be a lot harder once they get rid of the L train. L train is going out of service. I don't know what that's going to mean for Williamsburg music venues, but I can assure you that it is going to be some sort of an issue. I don't know where the fucking J train is. Let's talk about the Slant Show really fast. So on Sunday night, I was on the Slant Show. Sunday continues my week, so we just talked about Friday. Saturday, I went out to Long Island to an Indian reservation to get cigarettes at a discount price, and I'm allowed to say that because it wasn't illegally under-the-table tax evasion cigarettes. They're gross, nasty, Indian reservation homemade cigarettes. So it actually is very legal. So I went out there on Saturday. On Sunday, I had a baby shower to go to. Renee and Megan are having a baby. Congrats. I'm raising my water bottle to you. So I went over there. It's not far from my house either. So I went over there, ate some good food, hung out with some friends. It was good times. That's my water bottle. But then it was time for me to be on the Slant Show at night. So I told Sal. I was like, Sal, you know the deal. Just pick me up. So he picked me up from my house. We got to taping about 7 o'clock, and we were rolling. We were rolling good along. Good along. Everything was going great. And then a couple of, and Sal probably thinks I'm more mad about this than I am. I'm not that mad about it. I'm not mad about it. It's just how things unfolded. It was a little odd. So we had a couple of their drunk friends come by because when Sal's recording the Slant, it's open, the house is open, you know, you can come in, everyone can roll by. If you know people, come by, listen to the Slant, whatever the case may be. So this kid Steve, I think his name was Steve, he was really, really drunk, like to the point where he couldn't even see, I would think, like he was looking at everything and nothing all at the same time. Anyway, so the show got a little derailed. So if you listen to the Slant Show, if you go to the Slant Show on Facebook, find them on iTunes. When you listen to the latest episode of the Slant Show featuring the one and only Jay Parks, I want you to remember that that second half had a lot more potential than it could have before the train went off the tracks. So that was my long week. So it was Snoop and Wiz, Meat Puppets, Long Island, Baby Shower, Slant Show. And I know, I should go get a job. But I really, really, really don't want to. And while I was on the Slant Show, I was FBLing, and there was no sound because I was using a selfie stick. And I don't know, I'd assume that the stick was covering up the part of the phone that is the microphone, and FML. I was tighter than an eighth grader before the prom after party. Recently, I've been talking about things that I used to hate, and now I'm going to stop hating them. The Olympics is not one of those things. I cannot stand the Olympics. And no, I'm not saying that if you like the Olympics that you're unintelligent and easily amused. I wouldn't say that out loud. But me personally, I like the Knicks. I like the Rangers. I like the Yankees. And I like the Jets. Well, I hate the Jets, but they're my football team. In terms of sports. That's what I like. None of those teams are playing in the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? I'm not very patriotic is what I'm trying to say. I'm not one of these, fuck yeah, America. I'm not. No, I really don't care. Now, of course, the American wins. We win the gold medal in the shooting contest. There's a contest where you shoot. Anyway, the American won that one because, you know, guns, yay. The U.S. basketball team is crushing, folks. Duh. I saw they were trying to give me the fencing scores running along the bottom line of ESPN. I'm not interested. Not interested in fencing, curling, synchronized swimming, synchronized diving, all that shit. I cannot find a fuck anywhere in my house. I went to the bank, they don't have any fucks. I went to the store, they're out of fucks. There is not one fuck that I can purchase that I can give about Rio and the Olympics. Not one. And I mentioned this on the Slant Show. Next time it's time to get the Olympics, America better not bid for them. We better not get the Olympics. No. People think, oh, that'll be good for the country. No, it won't. It'll expose this country. We don't need that. The Olympics. Michael Phelps. Yeah, kids, remember, if you smoke pot, you won't go anywhere in life. You know, besides Michael Phelps, who's won the most gold medals of anybody in the history of whatever sport that is. They're calling swimming a sport. And bicycling. Bicycles ain't a sport. You don't have to be athletic to ride a bike. I ride bikes. I can ride a bike. I don't currently have a bike to ride, but if I wanted to ride a bike, I could ride a bike. That's what I'm saying to you. So yeah, so if you follow me on Twitter at JPorks, or follow me on Instagram at JPorks, or if you've gone to Facebook and you've been a deer and you've liked JPorks Podcast on Facebook, first of all, thank you. Second of all of these platforms, you will not be hearing anything about the Olympics from me. Call me uncultured, call me what you will, I don't care. And we will. This is a promise. There is some music stuff we will talk about when we come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the JPorks Podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at JPorks. on Instagram at jporks and on Facebook at jporks. There's a running theme here. It's jporks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the jporks podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the jporks podcast.
Second half sponsored by nobody because I don't have any friends. that was some glorious domination. If you don't know what that is, you should know what that is. You should find out what that is. It is the biggest thing on the internet right now. It's Bobby Roode's new theme song. Okay. Let's talk about music. Every week, the headlines are powered by Antiquiet. Antiquiet.com is your source for quality. Okay. If you like the Meat Puppets on Facebook, well, you're a pal if you do. And if you don't, then, well, you should go like them. But if you do, then you heard about a little tour they got going on. They'll be opening for the Dean Ween Group. Meat Puppets and the Dean Ween Group will be on tour. So this October, the Dean Ween Group and the Meat Puppets are coming to a town near you, except if you're on the coasts, then it's not going to be near you. But the Diener album is out on October 21st on ATO Records. And if you go to the DeanWeenGroup.com, you can get all these tour dates, or you can listen to me tell them to you right now. October 18th, Omaha, Nebraska, at the Waiting Room. October 19th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the home of Prince at First Avenue. The Turner Hall Ballroom, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on October 20th. October 21st in Royal Oak, Michigan, they will be at the Royal Oak Music Theater. October 22nd, Cleveland, Ohio, the Beachlands Ballroom. I can assure you it is nowhere near a beach. I don't know. I've never been to Ohio before. There's a lot of places I haven't been. Ohio's one of them. October 24th, Louisville, Kentucky, at Headliners Music Hall. October 25th, my St. Louis peeps get them at the Del Mar Hall. And Kansas City, Missouri, the next night on the 26th at the Record Bar. Belly Up in Aspen, Colorado on October 28th. October 29th, they're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming at the Pink Garden Theater. And on Halloween, the Wilma Theater in Missoula in Montana. That town that I can't pronounce in Montana. And I'm interested to hear the Diener album. Dean Ween has released albums with the Moist Boys, released albums with Ween. If the Dean Ween Group have put out albums, they haven't put out one in a hot minute, as the kids say. So that's interesting. I'm excited to see that. And I'm hoping that tour comes like close to me. I don't think it will, because I think it's already mapped out. I wasn't told that more dates are coming. But Dean Ween Group, it's always fun. Diener always keeps it fun and lighthearted. So there's that. This week we got new Dinosaur Jr. record. It might have been last week, but all the reviews are coming out this week. Dinosaur Jr., give a glimpse of what you're not. Now, I remember a few weeks ago I shared the video for Tiny, a song called Tiny, on AntiQuiet.com. Remember, all these music headlines are powered by AntiQuiet.com. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. The latest offering from Dinosaur Jr. is actually the fourth album released since the boys buried the hatchet after 18 years of acrimony. Bassist Lou Barlow was let go back in 1989 by frontman slash guitar wizard Jay Maskus. And while the band had their biggest hit with 1994's Feel the Pain, the chemistry of the original trio simply wasn't there. When the original lineup of Jay Lou and drummer Murph finally reconvened in 2007, The band's fingerprints were all over modern rock, and their influence was worn proudly by leagues of younger bands. Even Nirvana used the Dinosaur Jr. format, pop melodies smoothened in loud guitars, to greater dividends. This reunion is already 10 years in, with the band releasing the searing gorgeous Give a Glimpse of What You're Not. Nothing has really changed in the band's sound since their 1987 breakthrough, You're Living All Over Me. The songs have been boiled down to a sharper, catchier promixation of the dense, hyper-literate college rock of yore. Maskus' guitar is still the star here, with brow-singing solos gracing nearly every track. The band even recently released a mega mix containing every single guitar solo from the album on one track. The man conjures beautiful sludge from his axe, sometimes even threatening to overwhelm the bass and drums. At the moment the song becomes nearly saturated, Maskus will pull back and return some of his somber but catchy vocal melody. His vocals were always a weary mix of Neil Young and comic book store clerk, and they really haven't aged at all in the past 3 decades. Barlow's presence is also priceless. He's tough. His tough but playful strummed Rickenbacker bass lines are the perfect counterpart to Maskus' wild guitar webs. The two songs he wrote and sang here do not kill any momentum. Instead, they bring a dark melodic crush to the melodic crush of his side project, Sebado. In the live setting, Barlow is equally as important, bopping around the stage while Maskus stands at a static guitar swami. In the end, this album will probably not win over new fans. It will, however, remind listeners how cathartic that first era of Dinosaur Jr. 85-89 was, where the band literally smashed the rules of what a rock trio could sound like. Standouts are I Walk for Miles shows their fondness for Black Sabbath crunch, while the first single Tiny shows, you know, Tiny, the one that I shared, their knack for a sunny pop hook. It is also merging two of those disparate worlds that make Dinosaur Jr. truly one of America's most important rock bands. Give a Glimpse of What You're Not by Dinosaur Jr. gets a 4 out of 5 at Empty Lighthouse. And that is brought to you. That review is on Empty Lighthouse, written by some dude, Andy Durr. I've never heard of him. Don't know who he is. All right. I was actually giving the Dinosaur Jr. record a spin earlier in the week. Of course, you know that I'm going to love all those sultry guitar tones of Jay Maskus and co. And I usually see them. I see them every time they come around, if I have the opportunity. I feel like every time I see them, it's an anniversary. You know? And I'll share some of the videos on the show notes. But I've seen them on the 25th anniversary of, I want to say, You're Living All Over Me. But again, I'm not looking at the reviews right now, so don't quote me on that. Quoting me on that would not be something I would recommend. Alright, one more thing here before we get up on out of here, because we've been covering We've been covering our hatred for Drake here at the Jay Porks podcast. So Funkmaster Flex, DJ here in New York City for the biggest hip-hop station in the country, Hot 97, he had something to say about it. And I'm going to read the article courtesy of the assholes at spin.com. When Meek Mill accused Drake of using a ghostwriter for his verse on Rico, he set off one of last year's biggest hip-hop dramas and fired up a beef that continues to roast. Now, Hot 97 DJ and noted Drake skeptic, Funkmaster Flex says that Drake, or at least his former team, is responsible for the handling for handing over the reference track that exposed the alleged ghostwriting to Meek. In other words, congratulations, you played yourself. Flex, clearly irked that Drake called for his firing at Madison Square Garden on Thursday, used his most recent show to set out exactly what he thinks of the Six God, and told a few stories in the process. Most dramatically, Flex claims Drake brought the ghostwriting debacle on himself. Meek Mill's team, he says, was suspicious that Drake's Rico verse contained subtle shots at his co-star. As the story goes, Drake's people sent over a reference track to deflect suspicion from their boss, and the problem snowballed from there. The veteran DJ also talks about Drake's 2009 Hot 97 freestyle, which he famously read off a BlackBerry. The station didn't intend to release the video, Flex says, until Drake secretly pushed for it, allegedly to support his image as a writer. Flex says he's a fan of Drake. He's a great entertainer. He sells a lot of music. But he had a few choice words on his credibility. First of all, Drake, I'm not really worried about you making me lose my job. You want me to tell you why? 70% of your fans wear high heels. The other 30% are guys who wear sandals. I'm not concerned about you, bro. Drizzy, meanwhile, continues to shade Funk, Flex, and Hot 97. And there's a link here. You can listen to Funkmaster Flex. Highly entertaining Drake rant on SoundCloud. So, Buttons, this Drake. Now, like, Funk Flex is going after Drake. Because Drake's got a concert show, Summer 16, and he called it the real Summer Jam. Now, I don't know what, you know what it is? It's, people live in a world where they think that all publicity is good publicity. And that actually couldn't be further from the truth. Like, if I kill somebody, that's not good publicity. Doesn't matter if I'm famous, I'm going to prison. You know what I'm saying? So if Drake was freestyling off of BlackBerry and nobody knew about it because the video wasn't released, but he wanted them to release the video. So yeah, he can get made fun of for reading off the BlackBerry, but at the same time, they'll take him seriously as a writer. So it forwards his brand. That's what it's all about. See, Drake isn't making music that Drake likes to make because it makes Drake feel better. Drake is making music to forward his brand, to make money. Where Joe Budden's just sits in his house and makes nothing. Just makes diss tracks and pointless podcasts. Like me. Sort of. In the same way. So 70% of Drake's fans wear high heels and 30% of them wear sandals. People are probably out there like, what's wrong with sandals? Nothing. But I mean, like, I was at the Snoop Wiz concert the other day and I saw a bunch of dudes with their... I saw a bunch of white dudes wearing bandanas Tupac style, tied in the front, like backwards, and cargo shorts and sandals. You're not exactly hard if you're wearing sandals, because you can't get into a fight, because you're not ready to pop off. So sandals means you're a wimp. Doesn't mean, you know, you can't wear sandals. Just don't expect to be act hardcore if you have sandals on. That's all I'm saying. Well, that's actually not what I'm saying. It's what Funkmaster Flex is saying. Funkmaster Flex has been having his voice heard a lot longer than I have. Just saying. All right. Before we get up on out of here, let me give you a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, if you hit me on the email tip, jporkspodcast@gmail.com, that's jporkspodcast@gmail.com. You can think of things for me to talk about here. Ask me questions, whatever you want. I don't care. I will answer it because I really don't have anything else to do. I need everybody to go to andydera.com for the Dera Network, the Dare Podcast Network headquarters. That's where you get all your Dare Network podcasting needs. Whether that's Jesse Unplugged, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, the flagship show, The Andy Dare Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast, you can get it all at andydare.com. Also, ChristinaRocks.com, Hang the DJ, 89xradio.com every Sunday morning, Throwback Thursday, except it's not on Thursday, it's only on Sundays, 89xradio.com. Follow her on Twitter, at ChristinaRocks. Christina does not have an H, so when you go to her website, which is ChristinaRocks.com, you will not be typing in the H. Tell her she is the coolest cucumber in the salad, and that is from Jay Porks, who hearts her to death. For all your live music news and reviews for the fans, by the fans, you keep it locked to ConcertConfessions.com. And of course, every week, the headlines. They be powered by Antiquiet. And folks, if you're depressed, if you're feeling down, I will be ending the podcast every week with a little notion from 538.com. Nate Silver and folks, the people who correctly predicted every state of the 2012 election. Right now, there is a 12.3% chance of Donald Trump becoming president of the United States. 12.3%. So if everything else in your life is going bad, just remember that's one thing that's going good. Till next week, folks, Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the Jay Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.